The reason why this werewolf movie is so good is because it's not a werewolf movie. They don't play the horror, they play the humanity. That is where the horror comes from. This is Late Phases, which is a 2014 film. It's called a horror drama, and I think that's quite right, actually. Directed by Adrien Garcia Bolliano. It's his first English language, or it was his first English language feature, partially produced by Larry Fessenden, who I was very lucky to interview around when Dashcam, great movie, seek that one out, was released. He's a scion of horror, really. A scion, I'll tell you. Scion. And to see him attached to the producing here, and also giving a little take as a stonemason, really easy to like work. Lovely. Great that he's involved. And this is a classy movie. The basic storyline is that an ex-vet, US Army vet, who's been in Vietnam, who has lost his sight, is, and has also lost his wife, is going to a gated community. It's an old people's sheltered community. His son is doing the necessary for him, but they're not really together. He's sort of on his own. He's got a seeing eye dog with him, or a guide dog, as we call them in this country. And he's settling in. His first night there, something kills his neighbour, and it appears to be a large dog-like creature. Now, this will be the werewolf. And it's full moon, of course. The poster has the phrase, "When darkness falls, evil will rise." That doesn't serve the movie, in my view, at all. And the reason being is because that's full moon. So this main character, who is, remember, blind, has a month to get prepared for that creature to return. Creature kills his dog. It's a really sad situation. He spends ages digging the grave and buys an enormous cross. And Tom Noonan is doing a wonderful actor. Wonderful actor. Doing a really sweet take as the vicar in this, Father Roger, who comes round to see the main character, Ambrose McKinley, and says, "That's a big cross. It was a big dog." Says Ambrose, he's got a tough New York kind of "I will survive" way. Not in a Gloria Gaynor type way, in a really tough, "I'm stoic," in a Clint Eastwood type way. He doesn't make many friends. It is an extraordinary performance from Nick D'Amici, because I don't know anything of Nick D'Amici's work. I had to go and have a look to see whether he was a blind actor. That's the kind of work he's doing. It's beautifully realized. He has that stoicism. He has that real, he comes to a realization about himself and his son, the way he treated his wife, and the way the blindness affected his relationships with those closest to him, and how he couldn't make that up with his wife before she passed, but wanted to make it up with his son before he passes, as he knows he must, because he is the only one standing against this werewolf. And by the end of it, there are four of them, because one of the community has become infected, has spoken to Father Roger, who says, "I've given you all the things you need to get out of this," but he needs more. Prayer won't help him. Prayer will not help him. And it's a lovely, lovely feel, actually. That performance from Lance Guest as James Griffin is, I suppose, it's disbelieving and ashamed and embarrassed, and it's wonderful. Particularly as things are grabbing hold of him, and and we're approaching full moon, and he's mainly targeting women in the area, in the community. This is about connecting. E.M. Forster said, "Only connect." the most difficult thing in the world. It's about a connection. And the only connection, the MacGuffin, is through the MacGuffin, which is the werewolf. That's a MacGuffin here. It is about people who are living their own separate lives. The community, three women, come to see Ambrose on his first day there, and he repels them because he understands that that's not real friendship. That's a process with which friendship is attached to or syringed into. The only real connection is with his dog, and that ends quickly. He also makes a connection with his neighbour, who gets killed on the first night he's there. This is about making a connection. Can't connect with the Reverend, although they do connect in some way. They don't truly connect. You know, as James says to Father Roger, you really didn't give me what I needed. The connection is not there. This is a connection, and having a connection, having a purpose. The connection that Ambrose feels to the werewolf here gives him a purpose. There's a lovely scene where he goes to have the bullets made, and the guy who's making the bullets, who sells the guns, knows exactly why he wants them. Nothing is said. They have an easy connection, and that is because there is a semiotic handshake here. I need something. You know why it is. You can provide it. We have already met each other in the middle because we know. We don't need to say it. We already know. It's like joining a club. Some people know about the situation in the local community. Some people don't. And the ones who do are part of that club. And I won't tell you what happens. It is. Sometimes there is, by the way, a transformation scene and they go for it. And it isn't. It's reminiscent of American Werewolf in London. It doesn't match that, but it is reminiscent of that. And they don't shy away from showing you. They don't say, let's cut away, and when we cut back, he'll be a werewolf. They actually show you the pain that that he's gone through in the transformation. And quite a lot of the scenic effects, the blood and the bone and the rest of it, really good. The first scene, which is the neighbour who is lying there with her insides on the outside, isn't great. It's almost as if they were plonked on her and that's it. But generally, this really works. It has a kind of ominous feeling because you know what's going to happen. You know that Ambrose is going to stand on his own against these creatures. But that is something he needs to connect with something. He needs to something to a purpose to connect with. The odd thing is that he connects on that level with these werewolves, with these creatures, because that's the important thing. There is a neighbour whose husband is in an iron lung. That's the MacGuffin, the connection there. That's the semiotic handshake. We know what the process is. My husband is in an iron lung. I know what the process is. I know what my purpose and my connection is. That's the beautiful thing. And he wears his dress uniform for the denouement. And he gets them. He doesn't half have a go at all those werewolves. Very successful, actually. Particularly for a blind man. Great performance from Nick D'Amici. He doesn't want your sympathy at all. He doesn't want it, he doesn't seek it, he'll throw it away, he'll spit in your face with it, he doesn't want it and he doesn't need it, and neither should you be giving it to him, because he knows the situation he's in and he just needs something to connect with. It happens to be in this movie, werewolves. That's an extraordinary thing. The movie is about relationships. It's not about werewolves. It's about the relationships and connections in a small community. Beautifully done. With a sense of, with an ominous sense that the full moon is coming round, and a sense of not rushing, but that there is a little sense of urgency. In the meantime, everyone's seeking for relationships with everyone else. And as I say, they only achieve it because of their furry enemies. Great movie. Go and seek it out. I was surprised. I think you will too. Or I think you will be too. Ta-ta.